Dear brothers and sisters, our general audience today is marked by the spiritual joy of Easter, born of the Christ's victory over sin and death. When the risen Lord appeared to the disciples in the upper room and showed them his saving wounds, their lives were changed. With the gift of the Holy Spirit, Christ gave them the peace which the world cannot give, and sent them forth to bring that peace to the world. The mission of the disciples inaugurates the journey of the church, the people of the new covenant, called to bear witness in every age to the truth of the resurrection and the new life which it brings. Today, too, the Lord enters our hearts and our homes with his gifts of joy and peace, life and hope. Like the disciples on the way to Emmaus, may we recognize his presence among us in his word and in the breaking of the bread. During this Easter season, let us resolve to walk in the company of the risen Christ and allow our lives to be transformed by faith in him and by the power of his resurrection. I offer a warm welcome to the newly ordained deacons from the Pontifical Irish College, together with their families and friends. Dear young deacons, may you conform your lives ever more fully to the Lord and work generously for the building up of the church in your country. Also welcome the distinguished delegation from the NATO Defense College with prayerful good wishes for their service to the cause of peace. Upon all saying speaking visitors present to today's audience, especially those from England, Ireland, Sweden, Australia, Canada, and the United States, I invoke the joy and peace of the risen Lord. Happy Easter!